In Gauteng and the Western Cape, this is Classic Business.
Well, my next guest is certainly no stranger to blazing trails. She's the youngest female CEO in charge of a JSE-listed company at, and I hate to mention it, Prudence, the ripe old age of 37. But I said to you off air that I have to, because I just think it's a remarkable story and a remarkable example of what you can set your mind to, what you can achieve if you set your mind to it. You're the CEO of Gaia Infrastructure Capital, which plays in the secondaries infrastructure market. So good evening, firstly. How are you doing?
Good evening, Michael. I'm well. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. I can almost smell the holidays around the corner.
Can't wait. It's been a long, tough year.
But for you, it's been an interesting year. In fact, it's been an interesting few years since you listed back in 2015. But before we get there, your path is, one could say, not atypical of so many CEOs. CA, articled with PwC, bit of time in corporate and investment banking and the corporate finance route. Did you have a career map from a young age?
I think in standard six, I'm not sure what they call it now. In standard six, when I did accounting, I knew the first time I did accounting that I was going to be an accountant. I knew immediately that, okay, this subject is definitely for me, nothing else, to the point where I applied at varsity. My second option, because you had to have one, I think, was BSc in genetics, you know, just to put something down. So I always knew that I was going to be an accountant. But I did not know that I will go through the investment banking route doing corporate finance and end up in this role that I'm currently fulfilling.
But obviously that route exposed you to the world of infrastructure finance and project finance, and it does have some very interesting characteristics as an investment tool. But before you got into that, how did you come to find yourself at Gaia?
So Gaia listed as a special purpose acquisition company,
a SPAC,
in November 2015. And when they listed, I was actually a non-executive director. I was chairing the audit and risk committee, and I was the lead independent director because the chairman at that time was not independent. And then a couple of years down the line, I think literally a year later, October 2016, They asked me to come on board in this current position on a full-time executive basis.
Now, talk to me about infrastructure in South Africa. It's an interesting time to be talking infrastructure. We've had the president announce his special infrastructure fund. We know we have challenges, be it delivering power reliably, be it delivering water reliably. Our roads are creaking in some areas because of the amount of coal truck traffic through Delmas. I was in Delmas, of all places, over the weekend. And there's a lot of economic activity, but there are a lot of challenges when it comes to infrastructure. As an asset class, though, it has some very interesting characteristics. It's got a sort of stable yield. It's got a long-term life. So you can match it quite nicely to institutional funds as investors. What's your strategy with Gaia?
I think just to talk to infrastructure as a whole, efficient, reliable infrastructure is the backbone of any economy. You know, you require functional, effective infrastructure. And in South Africa, we're lagging behind a little bit. And hence the president announcing the infra fund, which we welcome as Gaia. So, but you require massive investment to put the infrastructure in place. And I think government has realized they cannot do it on their own. So hence the need for private sector to come on board alongside government in investing in long-term infrastructure, so which is critical. And that's where we come in. We facilitating investors getting access to infrastructure projects that they would not ordinarily have access to. So our mandate as Gaia, we invest in the only in operational assets. And it's looking at energy, it's water and sanitation, as well as transportation. That's our shareholder approved mandate. And what we, so we see ourselves as a partner to the long-term savings industry, your pension funds, in matching their long-term liabilities.
So it's almost as, like a secondaries infrastructure
Absolutely.
Market. You wait for the individual construction firms and consortia to get in there to build the asset. And then you come in as a secondary purchaser. And some of your deals that you've done recently speak to this. In late 2016, you completed your first deal since your listing. You acquired just over 25% in the Dorper Wind Farm. That's in the Eastern Cape. Half a billion rand deal that. That obviously allowed you then to transfer. You no longer were entitled to be called a SPAC. Yes. You now have an asset. But what did you learn through that transaction? And how are you using that instead to place you in good stead for future deals?
I think realizing that infrastructure is a new asset class in South Africa. So going on the road, engaging with institutional investors and retail investors, taking them through the risk and return profile of the type of assets that we invest in. So we've learned quite a lot as we've come along, and also listing as a SPAC. And I think we were the first infrastructure SPAC to list on the main board of the JSE. And also the shareholder dynamics of listing as a SPAC, where you don't have a lot of institutional investors coming in, purely because, not necessarily because they don't like the investment case, just purely because of the cash drag, whereby the JSE gives you 24 months to find that viable asset, and institutional investors don't like giving you cash for 24 months to find, you know, that asset that you've sold to them.
Ask the private equity general partners how tough that nut is to crack. Who were your shareholders in the beginning? Who backed you with that vision, and how has that shareholder dynamic changed as the story has become clearer to the investment community?
So a large portion of our asset, of our shareholder base, is the retail shareholders. We've got, in terms of the institutional investors, we've got the PIC at a 42% shareholding. They came on board, they facilitated the listing of the vehicle, and then we've got Specialized Listed Infrastructure. It's an uncommanded partnership from Cape Town. They also supported the listing of this vehicle, and then we've got other institutional investors on our books, but largely is the retail shareholders, which obviously, I mean, it's led to the illiquidity of the stock. But as we scale up, that shareholder base is changing. We're diversifying it as we bring more assets on board. So we do have a significant pipeline, mostly exclusive to Gaia, and then we'll be engaging our existing shareholders and new shareholders to partner with us in raising capital for those assets.
And what is your capital allocation strategy? What can shareholders expect in terms of returns by dividends and the like over the next while?
So in terms of our mandate, we said we'll only invest in assets that yield a return of at least CPI plus 6%. So we participate in that low risk, uncorrelated investment, and that's what we offer investors: the predictability, inflation-linked cash flows. Hence, you see the assets that we invest in are indexed to CPI. From our first year of operation, we paid a dividend, 63.5 cents, and then the 2018 financial year we increased that by CPI, and then we've just also declared, which I think we're paying tomorrow, we just declared an interim dividend as well of 24.8 cents. So our mandate, our intent is not to hold back cash. When we've got the cash and we don't have sufficient to deploy to the assets, we pay it back to the shareholders, because we're investing in operational assets that generate free cash. Our mandate is to pass net of costs, we pass them back to the shareholders.
And that is the beauty of infrastructure assets. When you've got a long time horizon, an offtake agreement with a purchaser, generally a government or sovereign backed to purchase water or power, it's generally over 20, 30, 40 year periods that you can get this, and those provide that sort of stability of earnings and see through. In terms of your long-term strategy here, are you looking further north? There are all sorts of infrastructure opportunities across the African continent, and we see some big funds, the EAIF, doing deals. There's a lot of development finance and blended finance deal making going on when it comes to providing infrastructure. There's 600 million people in sub-Saharan Africa that just need access to reliable power. So there's a great blue ocean of opportunity. When do you, or are you just going to stay here? When do you see yourself going into Africa?
I mean, because we are South African, it only made sense that we start at home, where we understand, you know, the environment. But But in terms of our shareholder approved mandate for geography, it's Southern Africa. So in our pipeline, we do have a small share of assets outside of South Africa. So we're definitely looking all over. As long as it's Southern Africa, it's operational. Minimum return CPR plus 6%. And then also it has that ESG element to it, you know, greening the economy, it's sustainable. We will definitely look at it.
And then Prudence, just lastly, your story is a very inspirational story. Do you spend a lot of time mentoring other young black women to get them into corporate South Africa and to help speed up that level of diversity and transformation that is so sorely lacking?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm passionate about education. So I mentor young black kids, focusing in the finance stream, looking at going into accounting. But I think currently right now, my message to the young ones is work hard. And if you have a job, give it your best and hold on to it. The times are tough.
There we go. Prudence Libiena, CEO of Gaia Infrastructure Capital, with a very inspirational story and a fantastic business investing in infrastructure in South Africa with big plans to branch out into the rest of the continent. Let's find out what's happening out on the roads with Puseletso.